Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Shouts of Grace Center brings you pure and undiluted word of God from the impeccable throne of grace. Be blessed as you listen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What a beautiful time once again to be in the presence of God.
It's a beautiful time.
We want to appreciate God for this privilege and this opportunity to be alive. And not just to be alive, but to be strong and healthy.
Yes.
We want to thank God for your life as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us online. This is our midweek service. Those of us on Instagram, sorry for the green background. That's because of the video editing and effect and all of that that we're trying to create via Facebook. All right. We want to welcome you tonight. It's our midweek service. And we have something beautiful and awesome for us tonight.
Yes.
We'll be looking at a topic titled, Six Things That Every Wife Wants Her Husband to Know. Six Things That Every Wife Wants Her Husband to Know. And it's going to be a very beautiful time of looking at the scripture.
Yes.
So I will advise us to take time to listen. And if possible, get your friends around to come and listen as well. It's going to be an awesome time. Help us to share the video. If you're on Facebook, please kindly share the video to your timelines and to your groups and everywhere. Make noise about it. You never know which home you will be saving at such a time as this. Hallelujah. Of course, tonight we're doing this together with my wife. Sophia Bolanle, and she's right there beside me smiling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to take
Welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Amen. So we're going to take those points interchangeably, and I believe God is going to be a wonderful time. Once again, the topic is six things that every wife wants her husband to know. What are those six things that every wife wants her husband to know? Well, we're looking at a few of them tonight. All of the time, the wife is trying to communicate, with her husband. Most of the time, she is not getting through. For one, there could be a communication gap. It was Ed Cole, man of God, that was asked that what are the three most important things on the planet Earth? And he said, number one is communication. Number two is communication. Number three is communication. Communication is powerful. When we look at our relationship with God, all God wants from us is to keep in communication with Him. When we pray to God, it's a form of communication. When a child is given birth to, the first thing they need the baby to do is to make some noise. If that baby doesn't make noise, they're going to turn him upside down, give him some spanking with a bum-bum, and say, you got to make a sound. Why? Because sound announces life. So communication is powerful. But in most homes and marriages, we see that communication is defective, either because the husband is maybe not available, or maybe the husband is on the strict side, and the wife is on the fearful side and intimidated. And so communication, is not very smooth. But the reality remains that it is when there is communication in a marriage between the husband and the wife that we can have a healthy marriage. And so we're going to look at some of those few things. The list is not exhaustive, but I'm sure we'll be able to touch on some vital areas in the scripture. When we look at the way the husband is to the wife, the husband is the head. The wife maybe is the neck or the body, as you want to see it. But you see, the head cannot operate alone. The head needs the body, needs cooperation of the body. And when you look at the Bible, something powerful is there. The Bible calls the wife a helpmate, a helper. And in all of the scriptures, there are only two people referred to as a helper. From Genesis to Revelation, number one is the Holy Spirit. Number two is your wife. Look at how important that is. Your wife is a helper, and she will always help you. Whatever you do at every point in time, your wife will help you. You might say, well, I don't think my wife is helping me. No, she's helping you. A wife can help her husband succeed. She can also help her husband fail, depending on what the husband gives out. Mm-hmm. You understand what I say? Because when you look at the woman is like a receptacle. The woman is like, she takes the seed from you and gives you the harvest of the seed. That is why when you give a woman spermatozoa 9 months after what you have is a baby. You give a woman a house, she gives you a home. You give a woman ingredients, she gives you a pot of stew. And so you give a woman some wind. Guess what you're going to have? It's going to be wild wind. So it's important to know that in dealing with our wives that we use a lot of wisdom. So what are those things that every wife wants our husband to know? Let's get rolling as Pastor Sophia begins with us tonight.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Thank you very much, Pastor Dunamis, for that introduction. And
welcome.
The first thing I'll be talking about tonight is that she wants to be treated with tenderness. That is important. You know, wives have quite a number of things they would like the husband to know. But because of differences, she is not able to communicate very well, or she's not able to communicate these things in a way the husband will understand what she's saying. Mm. And because the husband is very different, he's just different from her, it's kind of difficult for the husband to really get what the woman is saying. So I believe that is why, you know, I told us earlier that everything we are looking for, the solution to every problem, solution to every issue, is in the Word of God. God has not left us without solution. He has not left us without answers to whatever issues we are facing. And of course, the marriage is not an exception. God, in His infinite mercy, has given us scriptures wherewith we can go into and look at how the marriage is supposed to be, how the husband is supposed to treat the wife, and the wife also has the Bible to go to know what she is supposed to do. Of course, most of us came from homes, from background that we never saw our mothers doing the right thing she's supposed to do. We never saw our fathers doing the right thing they are supposed to do. And that is why the Bible comes into play to tell us what we should do. And I believe, so this is the Bible we are looking at. So
yeah.
The Bible is talking to husbands how they should treat their wives. You know, so, and that makes all the difference. It is now not Pastor Sophia that is saying some things maybe based on her temperament, based on her background, based on this, based on that. It is what the scripture says, and I think that really makes a lot of difference. So we'll look into the scripture, and then we will go along with it. So number one, like I said, is that she wants to be treated tenderly. Now hear what the Bible says in the Passion Translation. 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. Let's open our Bibles. It's going to be wonderful, and it's good for us to really see what God is saying here. It says, husbands. That means this scripture is talking to husbands. So husbands, listen. It says, you in turn must treat your wife with tenderness. It uses a very strong word here. It says, you in turn must. That means it's a must. That mm-hmm. means do everything in your power. Go north, south, east, west, whichever way, you must treat your wife with tenderness.
Mm-hmm.
In as much as she is your wife, Bible recommends that you treat her with tenderness. And it reads here again that viewing them as feminine partners who deserve to be honored. So that scripture tells us that the wives deserve to be honored. And then the husband has to view, there has to be a mindset. There has to be something the husband is viewing, something in mind, something the husband is seeing before he can treat the wife tenderly. So that means, husband, you need to sit down. It is not, this is not who I am. I am a man. You know, men are are meant to be logical. Men are meant to be machos. Men are meant... No!
Yeah.
If you want to go by what the scripture says, and remember, marriage is not a social commitment. It's nothing but God's institution.
Yeah.
And that is why marriage is the only institution that God likened the relationship with that of Christ and the church.
Yeah.
That means if an unbeliever is out there, the unbelievers is looking at what are these Christians up to? If you want to understand what relationship Christ has with the church, guess what the Bible says? You can look at the marriage and understand the relationship between Christ and the church. That means marriage illustrates the relationship between Christ and the church. Okay? Now, what does tenderness mean? It means that each husband should look at his own wife, to understand what it means to be tender towards her. It's a personal thing. I cannot look at another person and define what tenderness is and bring that home to know what tenderness is to my wife. It has to be a personal thing. Tenderness is a feeling of concern, a gentle affection, and then it means warmth. If you see a couple, and you know, maybe they are newly married, you know, you see them loving each other, you know, TLC, you know, they are all over themselves. You can say they are tender.
Yeah.
Another illustration is that can bring tenderness to play is the relationship between a mother and the child, a mother and a child, a baby. The woman is given naturally to be tender towards the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Bible is saying that husband must treat their wife with that kind of tenderness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not going to be easy, you know, because the woman is the tender part of the man.
Yeah.
That's another topic entirely, you know. When Adam was created, he was all one. God removed Eve from her. So Eve is the opposite side, the tender part of the logic side of Adam.
Yeah.
No, so it is not something that will come easily, that will come naturally for the husband to be tender towards her. Guess what? That is why we need the Holy Spirit. Husband needs to be brave. They need to be brave enough to ask God if they are lacking in this area. To go to God, to ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, please help me. Teach me how to be tender to my wife.
Mm.
Like I said, it's not a general thing in a sense because, it doesn't come naturally. But you have to ask the Holy Spirit to teach you how to be tender towards your wife. Men, naturally, they have a hard stance. They are rigid and all that. But when it comes to your wife, you must, that is what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Viewing that, I'm still reading 1 Peter 3:7. It says, viewing them as feminine parts who deserve to be honored, for they are co-heirs with you of the divine grace of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. So you treat your wife tenderly, your prayers are on the way to be answered. Now, Bible is not saying be tender to your secretary, be tender to... No. The recommendation is be tender to your wife. Now, some husbands, you know, they have daughters and, you know, they say, I'll be tender to my daughter, I know. But the instruction in the Bible is treat your wife with tenderness. So, husbands, treat your wife with tenderness.
Even. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was a good one there from Pastor Sophia. We're going to move to number two right away. And that means number two of what every wife wants her husband to know. Number two says she wants to be seen as a feminine partner who deserves to be honored. Let me say that again. She wants to be seen as a feminine partner who deserves to be honored. You see, your wife wants you to know that she deserves to be honored. It's something she wants to communicate to you. And all of that is expressed in how you treat her, how you talk to her, how you nurture her, how you relate with her, how you deal with her when she makes mistakes. She wants to know that she's the soft part of you, like Pastor Sophia said earlier on. So every woman, every wife deserves to be honored. Why will I say that? When you look at the scripture, you discover that God seems to be protecting the wife. Then the Bible declares and says, look, you've got to treat your wife with knowledge, deal with her according to knowledge. He said, if you don't do that, he said, your prayer can be hindered. And for Message Translation says, your prayer can run aground. You know what that means? It means if you treat your wife badly, you are tampering with the prayer system of your life. And you don't want something like that. So you want to come to a place as a husband, your wife wants you to celebrate her all of the time. If for anything that she left her mom and her dad, you changed her name, and now she's bearing your name, you should protect her. You should honor her. You should never lift your hand against her in any way, no matter how provoked or angry you are. Let's look at a scripture in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7, and I will be reading the Amplified Version. 1 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 7. The Bible declares there, it says, in the same way, you married men should live considerately with your wives, with an intelligent recognition of the marriage relation. I want you to note that it says we should live considerately with our wife. We should live considerately with your wives, with an intelligent recognition, hallelujah, of the marriage relation, honoring the woman as physically the weaker, but realizing that you are joint heir of the grace that is God's unmerited favor of life, in order that your prayers may not be hindered and cut off. Otherwise, you cannot pray effectively. That was the scripture I was talking about earlier on. God wants you to do what? To honor your wife. God wants you to honor your wife. God wants you to treat her well all of the time. God doesn't want you to treat her in any, you know, in any harmful way. God wants you to be able to look at her and tell her she's the best thing that has ever happened to you. Let's take a look at that word honor, because that seems to be what we have been repeating here. What does that word honor, what does it mean? What does it mean? The word honor in the literal Greek, it's talking about value. That is money that is paid, esteem of the highest degree or the dignity itself. I will go over that again. It says money that is paid. Esteem. It's talking about the esteem you attach to your wife and the way you treat her. Then it says, especially in the highest degree, then it talks of dignity itself. That you are treating your wife with a lot of dignity. When it says money paid, I believe what it's talking about there, because so the higher the money we pay for things, most of the time, the more we value it. You know, you buy something for 5,000 naira, you may not value that stuff like something you buy for $5,000. So when you talk of value, that is money paid, he said, look, treat your wife as if she's of the highest value possible. And that is powerful when we understand what the scripture is saying here. We have to honor our wives as a husband. Now, one way to honor your wife, because it mentioned money there, is to spend money on your wife. Women, wives, your wife loves money.
Shiny things.
In fact, somebody said there's a part of her brain that shiny things is the largest part of her brain right there. Your wife loves money. So make sure you take care of her. Make sure you satisfy her, rather, when it comes to providing for her. And also, you don't want to forget anniversaries. That thing can be painful to women. Where, and, you know, I don't know, husbands, men forget those kind of things so easily. Doesn't really mean anything to them. Most men grew up without celebrating their birthday, so they don't really care. But you see, your wife is an emotional being. So all those things matter to her. She's a relational being. So you are looking at how you treat her when it comes to anniversary. You want to make those days very special for her. You want to create memories. See, those memories are powerful. In another 10, 15 years, she's still possibly talking about them. And that can be very, 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 very powerful. Some men, when they got married, they probably didn't have anything, and yet your wife stayed with you. That's enough reason to honor her. You see, and every husband has to make up his or her mind to decide to honor his or her wife. It's something you do to the highest degree, and it's talking about dignity in itself. I believe you are getting blessed. Let's move to the third one as Pastor Sophia takes on the next one.
Okay. Honor your wife. That is a very, very good point there. We'll move on to the third point, which is that she wants you to know that she is vital to your success and progress. Your wife, every wife out there, I hope I'm speaking your mind, and I hope all husbands out there are also listening. So your wife wants to be a vital part of your success and your progress. Some husbands are fond of saying things like, my wife is not up to my standards. My wife, she doesn't know how to do this, she doesn't know how to do that. And so, let me just relegate her to the background and all that. Especially for husbands that are money-driven or power-driven, success-driven. They can go all the way, you know, to achieve things themselves. They wake up in the morning, they have all their dreams, their vision set out, you know, and they go on all the way, and they forget their wives. They even forget to mention things to their wives. They believe the wife's office is in the kitchen, and like our president said, and the other room. So they believe the wife is just a somebody to be relegated. Somebody even said that wives are like furnitures. Can you imagine that? Wives are like furniture, you just keep them. They are like accessories. What a wrong view they have about marriage, about their wives. Okay, and we have a lot of distorted view of the woman folks. Some people said if it was not for the woman, if it was not for Eve, we wouldn't be in this mess. So women are not needed. Women are this, women are that. But that is a lopsided view about the wives. Now, the wife will always want to be a part of the success story of the husband. Why? Because she is a part of the husband. Bible says that they are no longer two, but one. They are one flesh. When Adam saw Eve for the first time, she said, wow, woman. She is a part of Adam. She said she is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She is a part of the man, you know. And so there is no real success outside of your being united together. The husband and the wife should find a place of fusing themselves together. There is a part of man, you know, and you cannot achieve 100% of the success God has in store for you except you bring the input of your wife into it. Wow. Your wife has an important part to play in your success. The man, as we all know, is logical. The woman is the emotional part of the thinking process of the man.
That's true.
She is. You cannot see everything. You cannot see all the details. There is something your wife will see. I remember a man of God said something. He said he received a vision from God. God told him, you have to do this. You know, and of course, when God tells us to do something, he always just give it to us like that. Mm-hmm. The details, it took the wife to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me tell us the what he said the vision was. God told him, you are going to have a meeting. Call all the leaders in church and all that. You are going to have a very important meeting, very vital meeting. So you are going, and it's going to be a 3-day meeting. You are going to say this, and he was ready to go. He had all the plans. He had all the, you know, he was praying, receiving vision, receiving instruction from God, receiving all that. Mm-hmm. He almost didn't want to tell the wife, like, oh, what will she contribute? She really doesn't know scriptures and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But on the second thought, she just said, okay, let me even just inform my wife about this. And then the wife just said, come. How would you do this? For 3 days, where will the men sleep?
Mm.
What about their children? Where will they keep the children?
Mm.
What will the children eat?
Mm.
Okay, let me take biro and paper. We need cereals for the children. We need mosquito net for them so that the mosquito doesn't bite them.
Mm.
They need this. They need that. Even the people that will be there, they need, you know, details. So the man has the picture, but the woman knows about the details. So, you know, you have to carry your wife along. You have to carry your wife along. You know, she's an important entity, and her input is relevant to the equation of your life. This is so important that your prayers may not be in that. Even God recognizes this vital role. God recognizes the vital roles. Husbands, you have to treat your wives well. In Genesis 2:18, the KJV translation, it says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be all alone. I will make for him an helpmate. So, husband, stop being all alone. Stop being the macho man. Stop being, I can do all. I can fix everything. I can do all. There is a vital part your wife has to play. And the wives are yearning. They might not know how to say it. They might not be communicating it well. But scripture is telling us this evening that slow down and take your helpmate along with you, because our role is very vital to your success and progress.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's an awesome one right there that Pastor just explained. We are moving to number 4 because we want to be done in 1 hour because of Instagram. Instagram will not take more than 1 hour. So we're trying to make sure we tidy up everything. Number 4 is that your wife wants to know that she looks forward. She wants you to know that she's looking forward to your leadership. Let me say that again. She wants you to know that she is looking forward to your leadership. You see, leadership in a marriage, in a home, is so much powerful. A home that is devoid of leadership, it shows itself or expresses itself in the kind of the children that will be raised in that particular home. So we see it's very, very important right there that we understand that your wife, every wife wants their husband to know that they are looking forward to their leadership. As a man, you cannot afford to abdicate your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a very humorous story wherein they said some hoodlums entered a particular house, met the husband and the wife, and the husband, who is supposed to take responsibility and leadership, started shaking. He was shaking so badly that and everybody was like, what's going on? He was shaking, he was jittery, he was scared. So the wife quickly applied some wisdom and swung into action. So the wife said, continue shaking my husband. That was how he shook 10 years ago and 100 people died. Continue shaking my husband. That was how you shook yourself 5 years ago and 200 people fell down and died. Continue.
If you are here this morning and you have not given your life to Jesus, I would like to present us an opportunity to do so. It is the greatest decision you will ever take in your life. If you are making that decision this morning, say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. I declare you died for my sin. You rose up on the third day. From today, I'm a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. In Jesus' name. Congratulations, if you prayed that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome to God's kingdom. Please kindly leave a comment or send us a message on any of our social media handles so that we can send you the relevant materials. God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Dunamis and Sophia Noah and powered by the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Shouts of Grace Center, and Kisses and Hugs Club, an online ministry to singles and married couples. Connect with us on Instagram
at Pastor Dunamis, at Pastor Sophia Bola, at Shouts of Grace Center, at KC _ Global, on Facebook at KC Global,
on YouTube at Dunamis Tunde Noah, on MixLR at KHC Global. Visit our website www.kissesandhugs.com
via our mail at kacpartners@gmail.com to partner with us. kissesandhugs.com/partnership.
God bless you.